He will eventually be guided into the heavenly worlds where Gon 106 Cisnus is blended into the divine current, where it shall only see light and hear only the music of Vardhan. The very heart of the doctrine of Vardhan is love. This love is that divine essence which unites all reality and brings together all souls. The higher soul goes into the other worlds, the greater this becomes. Love is the bond which holds the worlds together. It is the living Vardhan, the spirit of the Hari. When man turns his attention to universal love, all suffering ceases. This does not mean that all mankind at any given time in this world will collectively give universal love. This is not in the consciousness of the human self. If one begins to look for love, he will find it. If he puts any conditions on love, there will be obstacles. If he questions and argues with those who are the Arahatas, the teachers of Vardhan, over points in the spiritual works, he has not advanced on the path. None like to be told this, but, nevertheless, it is true. Those who bring up points to be debated are still in the mental realm, and as long as they are there, they will constantly have qualms and will debate love, freedom and the meaning behind the words of the Vardhan books and those of the living Vardhan master. He who is in this stage will search out the hidden meanings behind the Mahagatma's words. He will seek significances where there are none. He will look for some reason for the living Vardhan master's acts. He will seek answers in everything, but there will be none. He either accepts what is written in the holy works of Vardhan, or not at all. This is hard for those who have at all times been able to question and seek logical answers to all their questions. The questioner, or seeker, must learn to control his curiosity. He must learn discipline, control of his thoughts, and to know whether his decisions and judgments are correct. He must settle down to some answers for himself, which must be raised and answered within himself, not by the Mahagatma, nor the Arahatas, but by himself. Then he knows without knowing. He understands without understanding and sees without seeing. He knows that whatever is said by the Mahagatma is not of the physical temple worn by him, 107, but of the Vardhan which flows through the embodiment. Whatever is written and whatever is said is not a symbol of any divine reason, purpose or logic, but it is that which is from the original fountain of God, and is not of any earthly origin. Therefore, there is no significance to what is said or done, but it is what it is. Nothing more, nothing less. The vital importance of love is to love all life without qualms, without wisdom or religion being uppermost in the mind of the lover. When one is of a pure heart and has the noble purpose of Vardhan as his goal, he can, impelled by love, set about doing the work of the Hari on earth under the direction of the Mahagatma. Love is the keystone of the works of Vardhan. Without it, no Kila can enter into the heavenly kingdom. There is one direct command, and that is to love one's fellow man and to love God more. Whosoever can measure up to this standard shall be ready for the kingdom of God. But whosoever gains such love for the world can expect to gain nothing from the world itself. The Kal shall see that whosoever desires God while living in this world shall suffer for it. Those who listen to the Mahagatma and obey with love in their hearts shall find love everywhere. They shall receive the love of God and shall abide in the love of the living Vardhan master. Those who love the living Vardhan master shall be loved by the Hari. In love of this nature one finds freedom, but until one learns to love the living Vardhan master, he is in the bonds of Kal. No living Vardhan master ever works through a medium. He teaches that all wisdom is gained by changes in consciousness through contact with the Vardhan. Tusa travel is an individual experience, a realization of survival. It is an inner experience through which comes beauty and love of all life. It cannot be experienced in rituals and ceremonies, nor bottled in creeds. The confusion in understanding Vardhan comes because every man's experience is different from every other man's. But the idea that man can get something from God because of his pettiness of human love is erroneous. This is not the kind of love which one should believe is true. Strength without, 108, love produces the brute. Love without strength produces the weakling. The Hari is love, wisdom and power. It is omnipresent, all-pervading. The living Vardhan master is the same, except that he has physical limitations. But spiritually he has complete freedom and is a replica of the Hari. The body is not the Varden Master, it is only a covering, one of his ready instruments, and the same as the astral, causal and mental bodies are only vehicles for him to use when on these different planes. The Margatma may instantly rise to those worlds above the planes of human and psychic activity where consciousness expands to limitless love, wisdom and power. On return to this plane he has total recall of just as much of it as can be retained in the compass of the mental area. The living Varden Master is infinite himself. If he has 100 followers or 100,000, it makes no difference. Each one will see the living Varden Master in the inner chambers of his own individual self, wherever he may go. This, of course, must again depend upon the development of the Keeler's spiritual faculties. The living Varden Master always brings light and love into the world so that all men shall profit by them. Not just his own followers, but the world of itself. Each of those who follow him should be caught up in the fire of his love. This love begins in each like a tiny flame, then begins to consume them until they love all, because it is life, and life is God. This is known as the holy fire. When the Keeler catches the spirit of the Varden, he immediately becomes fired to serve it. He is burning with the fever of the holy fire within himself, the Varden driving him on mercilessly toward fulfilling his destiny in this world. He becomes ruthless in his striving to get out the message to others and may be considered a missionary of the Varden. This holy fire is a burning love for all things, all people and all life. It is the love of God seen in the smallest blade of grass, or in the eyes of a newborn babe. It is the love of God stirring in soul to find itself, to give away everything which is holding it back materially in this physical world. It is ready to give up all the mental qualms, emotions and, 109, attachments to anything in the material plane. It cannot help itself, it is a babe in the power of the Lord. Everything but God is the anti-Varden, and it considers all as its enemy unless it is part of what he knows as the Varden. The holy fire of Varden is principally the love of God which has taken over the person who has surrendered himself to the living Varden Master, and found that this is the only path to complete liberation. The word surrender may be insufficient. It is not to be confused with its worldly connotation. It is that the Keeler fully trusts the Master in every department of his life. He trusts his spiritual interests in the hands of the living Varden Master. The Keeler never surrenders anything to the Margatma which he must keep. It is merely that he puts his trust in the knowledge that the Master will take care of his spiritual guidance. He accepts the aid and guidance of the living Varden Master over a path which is unknown to himself. The Master is the guide, for the Keeler starts out in a wilderness and must be carried out into the calm of the spiritual worlds. But the Margatma will never impose his own will upon any of his Keelers. It is a cardinal principle that the living Varden Master never interferes with the freedom of his followers. He is very careful of this, for he seldom gives a command, merely advises, and never attempts to dominate the intelligence of others. Complete surrender means that out of perfect confidence and a great love, the Keeler will gladly follow where the living Varden Master leads him. By giving himself up to the living Varden Master, in this sense, the Keeler gains everything, which ends in perfect liberty in the spiritual worlds. Your Blasakabi stated, "Give the Varden Master all that you have and he will give you all he possesses." Love, as it is known to human consciousness, is only involvement with astral influences. It is emotional freedom that one seeks, to be rid of this involvement of the astral influences. Until he can be rid of these, he is never able to understand and know true liberation. Human love, which is involved with sentimentality and physical love, is that part of the human consciousness influenced by the five kal passions. These are, kama, or lust, 110, krodha, or anger, lobha, or greed, moha, or attachment, and ahankar, or vanity. Of these, man is influenced mainly by moha, or attachment. Here is the heart of man's karma, the very reason why he keeps moving constantly on the wheel of the 84, or the continued round of births and deaths in this physical world. This is the type of attachment which means delusive attachment, or infatuation. This is perhaps the most insidious of the five destructive passions. It is the one which makes the human consciousness believe that it can love all life, that it can love anyone outside itself. The truth of the matter is, as Reba Zardoz once said, he who believes that he has a great love for another, be it a fellow being or God itself, usually loves himself more. Once the human consciousness becomes absorbed in Vardhan, it has little time for anything else. It is whether the individual wants to be absorbed in himself, or absorbed in God and the works of Vardhan as distributed via the Margatma. Liberation of soul is the one reason why man is in this world. Nothing else counts, but it is the sole purpose of Kalmanjan to keep soul in this world, by using moha, the attachment to material things in life. Kalmanjan keeps men blinded to their own higher interest through the five passions. This particular passion, moha, or attachment, is the king of procrastination. It keeps the keeler from attending to his spiritual interests, the spiritual exercises of Vardhan. Then man goes through a period in the astral world. He may be as asleep, or he may be aware of what has gone on around himself. But then he is given rebirth again into the physical world, not remembering his sojourn on the astral plane, nor that he has lived past lives. He has not rested spiritually, and the Kal power takes him in hand again and leads him through the deep forests of worries and hardships of life. He does this over and over again until one day he meets again with the living Vardhan master. This time he recognizes the Margatma as the one he has been searching for all these many lives. It comes upon him like a burst of the sun from behind a cloud following a storm. Then he realizes what has, 111, happened to him, and love for the living Vardhan master begins pouring out of him. He realizes now that it is karma that binds the world of the lower planes together. The universality of the law of karma is one of the chief factors which binds life together, and not only human life but animal, plant, and mineral life as well. All these compose one big family, with a complicated and inseparable history and an inseparable karma. This is what man mistakes for love. It is not love but actually karma that binds him to all life here and on the psychic planes. He thinks of it as love because there is nothing within his mental capacity nor vocabulary that is capable of thoughts of love. Then man begins to look at karma and wonders about it. When he comes under the great living master, he starts to realize that he has substituted love for attachment. This attachment is actually the karmic conditions of life that are holding him here. Once he gives up this attachment for life, he will begin to think in terms of a love which is a greater force than any of the planes in this world. If man could possibly grasp the principles of karma, which he believes to be love, then there would be a complete change in the social structure of society in the physical worlds. He would then know that instead of having to pay off everything as a debt to the lords of karma, he would be able to take the way of light and sound through the Vardhan. He would know that in order to gain true love, all he would have to do is break his karma. This can be done by giving up his attachment to the things of the material worlds. Man believes that peace comes through this lesser form of love. This is the great illusion of life, the works of the Kal power. Every man should know without prejudging that all life in this world pays for all it receives. There is no exception. If he does not give the highest love, without attachment, he is apartment to pay for it somewhere in this world. Every man must first seek to give love if he expects to receive it. He must give it under every circumstance, even though he is abused, mistreated and given unnecessary hardships in this world. A demanding love is like a shadow. 4.112, it has no substance. If anyone demands love in return for what he has not given, all is lost. The cure of evil is the unobstructed light and sound. Evil is but a shadow, a lesser light and sound. It is nothing but the darkness which can become light through love. No one can ever come to the Margatma except through the way of love. When their good karma brings them into the presence of the living Vardhan master, it is because they have earned it. Their appearance may not indicate this good karma, but, nevertheless, they have reached a place on the spiritual path which earns them the right. Their good karma was not utilized to bring them worldly position and wealth, but applied to secure for them something vastly more important. That is the darshan, the meeting with the living Vardhan master. None come with good bodies or prosperity, but with something far more important, and that is a capacity to love. This love is an inheritance that brings them to the Margatma. They have but one idea and know nothing else, that the loving Vardhan Master will take them out of the misery and depths of this world. This is all that is needed. It does not require worldly goods of any nature, nor the need to have great knowledge. It is the good fortune of anyone who finds the living Vardhan Master. The Margatma loves every soul more than soul loves its defilements. This is truly the characteristic love of the Vardhan Master. If the Margatma did not love his Chelas more than they love themselves and their defilements, there would be little hope for any of them to ever reach heaven. This is the love of the living Vardhan Master which passes all human understanding. This is why the individual soul must always go through tests while on the path of Vardhan. All the living masters have gone through the same tests, have resisted temptation, have shown splendid loyalty to the Hare and the highest characteristics of a master. The Kila who enters into this path must always maintain such an attitude in the presence of temptation and hardships. He must never weaken nor waver in his love or his loyalty to the Hare and the living Vardhan Master. 113. He who is fortunate to gain the attitude of true love shall have independence. Man must remain in this world as long as he has a single duty to perform, but he is not to love the world. He must not become so bound up with duties or family or worldly interests that he forgets his most important interests. He must never forget that one day he will leave friends and all possessions, and he never knows what day he shall be called upon to leave them. Not only does he leave his own body, he can take nothing with him except his inner possessions. All material things and people belong to the passing show on earth, for they have only a temporary interest. These material possessions are not his own. They have never been, nor ever will be. They are the properties of Kalmanjan, the king of the negative worlds, and man's attachment to them is only temporary. He must never regard them as his own, but as a loan to him from Kalmanjan for the day, the moment that he may both serve them and use them. When he comes to this attitude, he has reached the Virag. The wise never give thought for the dead, nor for the living in sentimental emotions. That which belongs to matter, heat and cold, pain and pleasure, and the values of beauty and ugliness, is impermanent. They come and they go and nothing shall hold them, for these are the elements of Gal, the negative power. The man who believes they are the core of his life shall suffer rebirth and death century after century until the day comes when he is able to cast the scales from his eyes and recognize the living Vardhan Master. Then shall he see and know that the dweller of this world is vulnerable to the traps of Kal. Only soul is free and cannot be forever held to the world of physical matter. When one acts while dwelling in union with the living Vardhan Master, and renounces attachments while remaining balanced evenly in spiritual and worldly successes and failures, then he has been liberated. This equilibrium is called Vardhanka. Yet there is always compassion for one who works only for the fruits of his labor, who wishes to be rewarded for his deeds and actions in the physical life. No man can reach God practicing any path except devotion to the Hare through the Margatma. One must be, 114, detached from all love of material things and events, from all concern about them. The Kila attains this attitude, because his love is centered above the perishable things of this world, and reaches the heavenly planes. From the love of objects of the senses man has desires, from his desires rises anger. From anger proceeds delusion, and from delusion comes confused memories and senses. This destroys his love of God and from all this he perishes. But when he is disciplined and places his love in the Margatma, then does he move among the object of his senses free from pleasures and free from pain, but mostly freedom from self-indulgence. Worldly peace can bring only the pain and unhappiness of life, for all peace is a momentary stilling of the senses which builds up a greater desire and bewilderment for the Kila. He who detaches himself from the worldly peace of life shall achieve inner peace and shall be worthy of entering into the kingdom of heaven. He shall have love for the things beyond the senses and shall hear the voice of the Lord speaking. Then shall he be devoted to life with the word and form of the Margatma in his heart, and shall attain supreme peace and an eternal home in heaven. Only when one abandons his love of life, his love of material things and his anxieties, does he then begin to know God. Until then, he shall wander about the face of the earth life after life, incarnation after incarnation, until the day when he shall meet with the living Vardhan Master and see truth as the many-splendored love. The three attributes derived from soul's relationship with God are love, wisdom and power. Of these three, the greatest is love. Man understands this more than he does the other attributes. Reality has but one attribute, and that is love. All love is given to soul when it is linked with the Vardhan, the audible life stream. One becomes the Bhakti, the devotee, who loves all life more than he loves himself. He discards all rites and ceremonies and seeks to follow the living Vardhan Master through the force of love only. When one reaches this stage of spiritual development, he finds the living Vardhan Master always in 115, his inner vision waiting to meet him at a point between the sun worlds and the moon worlds. This is the pure astral zone, where the lover of God enters a zone called the Ashtadalganu. At this point the whole course of his life is changed. It is the meeting with the living Vardhan Master in his radiant body. This is the Margatmasnurisarup, or light form. It is the living Vardhan Master appearing just as he does in his physical life, except that now his body is more beautiful and filled with a brilliantly illuminated light. The radiant Vardhan Master greets the Kila with much love, and from there on the two are never separated throughout the journey to still higher regions and eventually to God. This inner form of the Margatma is always with the Kila from the moment of his initiation, but the Kila cannot see him. Yet from this moment on, the Kila can see and communicate with the living Vardhan Master on the inner planes as well as the outer ones. There is no one else on earth but the Margatma who can and will utter the word which liberates the Kila and puts an end to his uncertainty. He is the only one who can release soul from its prison, in this world. Otherwise there is no escape, for soul is overwhelmed by the separateness of itself from the universe of God. This new stage in the life of the Kila brings about a remarkable change in him. Up to this time his success has been partial. He has had the opportunity to test the exercises of Vardhan and repeat his individual mantram. From this moment on he may discontinue his chanting of the mantram, for he will not need it. He is now in the presence of the Margatma, the living master, whom he may view constantly. This is the Dhyana, which inspires love for the Vardhan Master and the Master's love for him. It is well in the beginning for the Kila to understand that his greatest exercise is to look steadily at the living Vardhan Master's form, be it in his inner vision, particularly the eyes, or simply a picture of the Master. If one does this during his contemplation period, looking steadily into the eyes, he will find himself going into the other worlds more quickly than any other method. By softly chanting the Master's name and gazing steadily into his eyes, he has the twofold essentials of the spiritual exercises, the Zikha and the Dhyana. 116. It is at this point that a great occurrence takes place. He will contact the Vardhan, and its perfect sounds will bring about changes within himself. He will find himself listening to that music of the Vardhan with himself with increasing attraction and love. He will never want to leave it, or to miss one note of its delightful strain. The Kila who has reached this point will find that half of the preparation for his journey is done. While before he had to exert his willpower to focus the attention on the sounds of Vardhan, now it is difficult to withdraw the attention from it. The living Vardhan Master and the Vardhan are attracting him, lifting him higher with each effort that he makes. He does not understand this, but it is his devotion and love pulling him ever higher with each step of the spiritual ladder. He will have the most ardent wish to go on forever looking at the eyes of the Margatma and listening to the sounds of the Vardhan. One takes for granted before he starts on the path of Vardhan that he is to become well grounded in the fundamentals of righteousness. He must practice the Dharma, the law of life itself, in all aspects of his life. This means doing what one ought to do while a Vardhan Kila. Without doing this he cannot make a start in life. There is no pranayama in the practice of seeing the Margatma during this spiritual exercise of Vardhan. The Kila must sit in the proper position, with his mind detached from the world and fixed at the spot between the eyebrows, bringing all his attention to focus upon the singular eye. This has to be done if one is to go inside and behold the Margatma. He softly chants the sacred name of God, beholding the Mahatma with a loving gaze in the radiant form. The Zikar comes first and then comes the Dhyana, the vision of the radiant form of the Mahatma. Following this comes Bhajan, the spiritual exercise of listening to the music of the Vardhan. No path to God has this form of exercise, mainly because none know the Vardhan Dhan. They miss the most vital part of the realization of the Hare in their lives. This leads the seeker of God up to Samadhi, to the actual going inside and stepping out onto the astral planes, where he meets with the Mahatma in the Narisarup. The highest form of Samadhi is the Nirvikalpa, in which the seeker of 117 God cannot distinguish himself from the Vardhan itself. This is gained when the Kila enters the fifth plane, the soul region, with the Mahatma. It is here that he beholds himself as pure soul after leaving behind his material sheaths. Few, if any, can attain this state without traveling the path of Vardhan in the company of the Mahatma. No one can get his release from the net of karma without the living Vardhan master. It is love that brings the Kila to this spiritual stage in the heavenly worlds. It is love that makes civilization on this earth plain, and that love is the essence of pure spirit. But the Hare can never reveal itself to anyone with a contaminated mind. The consciousness must be somewhat pure and ready for the Vardhan force to enter into it. Love makes this possible, and unless this quality is ingrained in man, he must struggle until his consciousness becomes ready to accept it. Adjustments to the discipline that the Mahatma suggests is the better way for the Kila. It must be taken seriously and rigidly followed. This is what is known as the narrow way. One does not fit himself into this narrow way, but he adjusts himself accordingly. He does the best he can without upsetting or disturbing his own way of life. Until he does this, time is wasted in trying to find himself and what the Mahatma is willing to do for him to assist him spiritually in this world. Yet it is love and this quality alone which will gain him greater favor with God, and the living Vardhan master. Love and desire to serve make for a greater spiritual unfoldment on the path to the Hare. 118. Chapter 8. The Supreme Attainment of the Kila. The human body of the Kila is Kal, the negative force. The body of the living Vardhan master is also Kal. Yet there is a difference between the two in their respective bodies. The body of the Mahatma is that of the Vardhan, the conscious creation. The body of the Kila is that of his subconscious drives and desires from his past incarnations. Both are made out of the elements of the Kal, which is Maya. Each is then Maya, but the living Vardhan master is conscious of it, and the Kila is not. The Mahatma is the master of Kal Maya and the Kila is its slave. The difference is the knowledge which is sacred and divine, and hidden from the sight of man. Until the Kila becomes an initiate in the works of Vardhan, he is unable to know and understand that he is the slave of Kal Niranjan. It is then that he begins to enter into the Vardhan, which is all-embracing and omnipresent, whether he is conscious of it or not. But when the Kila raises the Vardhan from his subconscious potential state into full consciousness by opening the spiritual eye to its light, then only can its nature become an active force in him and free him from the death isolation of the Kal. This is synonymous with the transformation of the mind and body into the state of Nirvikalpa, the highest state of enlightenment known as God realization. Only in the state of Nirvikalpa can we realize the Vardhan as the body of the Hare, that which we know as the Vardhan itself. It is in this state that the Kila can see the Mahatma as the personification of truth. This is the state of suchness, the ultimate and unconditioned nature of all things of life. One realizes this state by converting it into the ever-present consciousness of the human state. Thus, he who is in 119, this state finds himself in an all-consuming focus of experience in which the elements of the little self are purified and integrated in the universal self. The law which all seek to know is the great principle of life. Its simplicity is amazing, for it is summed up in the statement, "Soul exists because God loves it." In other words, all life exists because God so wills it. This is the very foundation of life, the whole of the philosophy of Vardhanka. There is nothing more and nothing less. All life is built upon this basic principle of God. If soul did not exist, there would be no life anywhere on Earth or on any of the planets, nor on the various and many planes throughout the universe of God. If the Keeler could only grasp this very simple principle of life, he would have the entire philosophy of Vedanta in his hand. But so few can, because they cannot grasp the simplicity of it. They want to make it complex. This is why many fail in their search for the realization of the Almighty.